Paragraph Dalid. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Jews brought sacrifices, other sacrifices, during the time that the Omer was being brought. As it says, on the day that you're going to bring this Omer of barley, you will also make other karbonos. Ki hakorbanos hem bechinas hisalus hanefesh mi behemalot or mi guf hanefesh, because all of the sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash were all about elevating from animal to human, from body to soul, from physical to spiritual. Ukemuvan b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 37, le'inyan shchita, regarding the mitzvah of shechting an animal. Shegam al yidei shchitas chulin nisale gamkein hanefesh michai lemedaber mi behema laodom, that even when you're shechting an animal for regular food, nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, even then there's a tikkun being accomplished, whereby when the shochet makes the bracha baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech haolam asher kidshono b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu al hashchita, he's speaking those words of Kedusha over that animal. When he shechts that animal, he's making a bracha over it. And he's thereby elevating the spirituality of that animal, which was behema, which was chai, he's elevating it to medaber, to dibur. The mitzvah of shechita is making it that through this animal, we're speaking words of Kedusha, this bracha on the shechita. So Rav Nosal says, if that's the case, when you're preparing sirloin steaks for your Sunday barbecue, if that happens when you're dealing with chulin, mikol shkein, how much more so, al yidei korbonos atzmon, when we're bringing korbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, every time a korban is being brought, we're elevating from behema to odom, from chai to medaber. Kize ikr kavonas klal kol hakorbonos, because this is the main intention behind all the korbanos that were brought, kedei lahalos hanefesh michai lemedaber mi behema l'odom, to be able to elevate that spirituality that's in that behema, that soul, or the human being that's bringing the korban, who acted like a behema, he lowered himself to behema. We're going to be elevating the animal and the human from animal to human. We're going to be elevating them from behema to odom, from guf to nefesh. And therefore, kishe'odom choite, when a Jew commits a sin, v'nimshach achar taivas haguf, he allows himself to be drawn into the materialistic and physical desires of the body, al kein tzorach lohavi korban behema, he's required to bring a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, shaydeze choizer umachnia b'chinas behema, b'chinas guf, by doing that, he puts the body back in place. In other words, when a person committed a sin, it means the body took control. The body told the soul, you're going to listen to me. I'm going to decide what we do now. And the body goes ahead and forces the soul to agree, to play along with the sin that's being committed. Now when the korban is being brought, when this Jew comes into the Beis Hamikdash, wheeling in that cow, Wilbur, so when that cow, Wilbur, is going to be shechted as a car, we're taking the behema and turning him back into medaber, into odom. We're elevating by doing the whole ceremony, the whole procedure in the Beis Mikdash. We're taking behema and elevating into odom. And we're taking the human behema, the guy who did the Aveira, who came into the Beis Mikdash with this Wilbur, and we're converting him, we're taking him from his current status of behema and restoring him to his proper status of Odom. Umale hanefesh lebchinas Odom. We're elevating the soul to the category of Odom. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. A human who will bring a sacrifice. Min habehemo, min habokor, min atzoin takrivas korbanchem. Bring the sacrifices from beef, from sheep, from whatever it is. Kal yidei hakorban oila mi behemo la'odom. Because one of the main accomplishments every time a korban is brought is that we're elevating from behema to odom. V'alkein lo yotzu Yisrael mimitzrayim ad sheikrivu akorban Pesach tchila. Now you'll understand also why the Jews did not leave Egypt until they brought a korban. They had to bring a korban first, korban Pesach, because we had learned earlier that being in Egypt was being with behemoths. Golus is behema, geula is Adam. When a person's in exile, the pasuk says lochein gola ami mibli das. When a person's in exile, the brain is either shut down or weakened. The person is lowered. They were slaves. Slaves means they were treated like animals. Slaves are a bechina of behema. Going out of golus, exiting from Egypt, means going from behema to Adam. How did they do it? By bringing a korban. You bring a korban every time. Korban Pesach is changing its Adam ki akriv mikem korban. The procedure of bringing korban is what transfers from behema to Adam. Ki ikar hachnoas hamitzriim hoyo alidei hakrovas haPesach kemuva. Because the main thing that defeated the Egyptians was that korban Pesach, as is brought, because this was their idol. Their avodah zarah was the sheep. And when we took the sheep and slaughtered it Lashem, that's what really brought about their downfall. Kaidei korban Pesach nichna haguf bechinas behema v'choymer, because through the korban Pesach we subdue the behema, the guf, the body, the choymer, the materialistic. Sheshom nechozim hamitzrim v'chol ho'akum. That's where the Egyptians and all the other goyim are plugged in. They're plugged into the behema. When we take a behemoth and make a sacrifice out of it, we're elevating the behemoth to a different place. We're taking it out of the hands of the Egyptians, and we're elevating it to a whole new status. V'nis'ale ha'nefesh b'chinas Adam. We're elevating that spirituality, that soul, to the category of Adam. Shezeh ikar yitzias Yisrael mimitzrayim. That was what it was really all about, the Jews leaving Egypt. It was about the transition from behemoth to Adam. When we're in exile, we're a behemoth. When we're gula, we're Adam. We're receiving the Torah, Matan Torah. The Torah wasn't given to behemoths. The Torah was given to humans. V'alkein koidem shiyotzam yimitzrayim hoyo makas choyshech lemitzrayim. And this is why, before the Jews left Egypt, they turned the lights out. Every time, before you leave the house, you turn the lights off. So before they left Egypt, Hashem turned the lights off. He made a makas choyshech. Ki haguf hu bechinas behema, bechinas choyshech. Because remember, when we said Rabbeinu Zal over there, the Kutimran gives us column A and column B. We had it in the previous year. In column A, you had the body, you had behema, you had darkness. Those are all in column A. So therefore, v'hanefesh, whereas the soul, hu bechinas odom, bechinas oir, the soul correspond, is in column B. You have the soul, you have light, you have human. Shezeh bechinas misa v'chayim. Rabbeinu Zal said over there, behema is bechinas misa, and odom is bechinas chayim. Kemavor Hashem b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran. V'alkein hiko Hashem yisporach samitzrim b'makas choyshech. And this is why Hashem struck the Egyptians with that plague of darkness. U'lechol b'nei Yisrael hayo or b'moshvaysam. Whereas for the Jews, it was light in their neighborhood. L'hoyrois, to show ha'hevdel v'ahefresh b'nei Yisrael mitzrim, the difference between the Jews and the Egyptians. Ki kol echad kiboy l'sheloi koroi loi. Each one got what's coming to them, what's appropriate for them. Ki ha'mitzrim shem ho'akum haroitfem kol yamei machar taivis haguf levad. Because the Egyptians, these idol worshippers who always sought physical pleasure, materialistic pleasure, which is synonymous with darkness, the body, al kein hoylem choysher gadol kofel umuchbol. Therefore Hashem said, you want darkness? Watch this, guys. Here comes real darkness like you never saw before. Ki heim cheshchas haguf v'achomer. Because the Egyptians represented the darkness of the body. The soul is called light. Ner elokim nishmas odom. The soul is called a heavenly candle. So the body is darkness. The Egyptians favored the body. They worshipped the body. Hashem said, okay, here you go. Here's your darkness. V'nisharu b'mashnis dabku v'rodfu achrov. And they remained with that which they attached themselves to and they chased after. V'Yisroel kedoshim, whereas the holy Jewish nation, shekitshu atzmam, who sanctify themselves, v'hichniu aguf l'gabi anefesh, they put the body, they made the body subservient to the soul, therefore, all the Jewish people experienced light in their neighborhood. That shows that the soul is taking the leading role over the body. The soul which is light and life. And this is why during those 3 days of darkness, all the worst sinners of the Jewish people died out. Those who didn't want to leave Egypt. These super sinners who became so steeped in the darkness and in the materialism and the physicality of Egypt, that they didn't want to leave. They were really steeped in this golus of the body. That's why they died during those 3 days of darkness. Because all of these are in column A. Body, darkness, death. They all go together. So we see that worshipping the body leads to darkness, leads to death. Alkein meisuas b'shloish, exactly. Ki kol zman she'ein mamtikin u'mevarin es hanefesh, because so long as a person doesn't succeed in sweetening the dinim and sorting out the soul, dahainu kol zman she'ein nichne legamri aguf legabi hanefesh, meaning so long as the body is not totally subservient to the soul, azay mo'irovim yachad koichoy saguf anefesh, then they're mixed up together. The soul, the spiritual, and the physical are mixed up, and they're fighting it out. They're battling it out inside the person. Shehu bechinas taroivo is toiv ara. This is a mixture of good and bad. This is the Yetzahara and Yetzer Toiv having a tug of war inside the person. And as long as that's going on, the other side, the goyim, the sitrachra, also has a source to draw power from, because the guf is also fighting, punching. The guf is punching and the soul is punching. They're both active. So long as the guf and nefesh are both strongly active, the goyim have what to grab onto also. Because the goyim say, guf, that's us. Because the soul has not yet released itself completely and purified itself totally from the negative effects of the body. The soul has not defeated the body yet, so the body's still a mandomar. The body's still strong. He's still powerful. So the goyim are still strong, because they draw energy from the bodies of the Jews. That's their source of energy. Aval oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. But when the Jews were leaving Egypt, she'oz osa Hashem yisborach imonu niflo yisayde Moshe Rabbeinu l'ashom, Hashem performed incredible miracles for us through Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zochu Yisroel oz lehachnia u'leshaber legamri es b'chinas aguf l'gabi hanefesh. And the Jews were zoche then to succeed in subduing the body totally, making the body totally subservient to the soul. Hachoymer lahatsura, the physical became totally subservient to the spiritual. Ad shezochu kol shishim ribi Yisrael, ruach nevuah, to the point where we see that all 600,000 Jews were zoichet to prophecy. They were able to see ledaber am Hashem ponim b'ponim b'shas matan Torah, to have Hashem speak to them face to face at matan Torah. So therefore, look at what a level they reached. That's soul. That ain't body. Hashem don't speak to bodies. If the Jews were on a level, reached a level where Hashem spoke to all of them face to face, it means the soul was totally dominant. The body was completely subservient to the soul. V'alkein oz b'shas yitzias mitzrayim nizbarer v'nizdakech hanefesh me'achizes aguf. Therefore, at the time the Jews left Egypt, the soul became totally purified from the control and from any negative effects of the body, shehi b'chinas hamitzrim, which is synonymous with the Egyptians. V'alkein nimshach kol ha'choshech v'amitzo la'mitzrim al'apoish Yisrael shleirotzu lotzeis. And therefore, the darkness and death ended up going over to the Egyptians or to those Jews who were totally, totally assimilated, who wanted to be Egyptians. They didn't want to leave Egypt at all. They didn't want to leave Bechinas Guf, Choshech Misa. They didn't want to leave that. So they got it. You want darkness? Here's your darkness. You want death? Here's your death. Kanal, as we explained earlier, ulechol b'nei Yisrael, whereas to the righteous Jews, Shem Bechinas Nefesh, Oyer v'chaim, who correspond to soul, light, and life, alkein lohem hoya oyer b'moshvaysam. Therefore, their neighborhoods were full of light. Ki kol echod nishar b'chelkoi kanal, because each one got his portion. Each one got his share. V'alkein zochu oz le'oyer godol moed. And that's why the Jews at that time weren't just zochu to light. They were zochu to super light. Ki iso, because it's brought, shebe'elu yemei afelo heir li'Yisrael oyer shelo osetayin. That during those 3 days of darkness, when the Egyptians and the Jews who were totally, totally assimilated, when they were in that thick, thick darkness, it's brought that the Jews didn't only have light at that time, but Hashem sent them the light of creation, the light of Sheshes Mei Bereshis, that light that's going to be turned on again in the future. Hainu Kanal. This fits in perfectly with what we were learning before. Because of the fact that the Jews had purified themselves by then, and the soul became totally dominant over the body. The body became completely subservient to the body, to the soul. That's what made it possible for that light of the future to be revealed without any iota of darkness. Shehu b'chinas guf. Darkness is associated with the body. Ki nafshom nizdakech min haguf. Because their souls became totally cleansed from the effects of the body. The soul had purified itself completely from the body. The body was in the closet. The body was totally on a leash, completely under the control of the soul, and the soul had no side effects, no negative effects of the body. So the soul was able to receive soul food. The soul was able to receive the real light, not the halogen stuff, the real thing, the stuff from Sheshes Mei Bereshis, the light of the future. And all the darkness remained for the Egyptians, who are all about body. You know, they favor the body.